Brian Brogan, record numbers applying to be involved. It's a great entry list, and you know, you look down, it's not just the top 10, you keep looking down that list, and it's just oozing with quality.
Absolutely, Chris, what we're looking at now, I suppose, is something that never was seen for a long, long time. I don't ever remember it in my time, and even then, you know, from the top boys right through to the modified guys, and there's some team of modified guys there, right on down to class 13, 14, 13, down to 12, and then you're into the 11Fs, the 11Rs. There's competition there. Regardless of what vehicle you're on, you'll only get over to get class 1 there easy. It won't be simple. And, you know, it's going to be a tough battle heading to any show on the Friday. It'll be interesting for a lot of people who hasn't done those stages, and it's encouraging too for people to come and do the like of that for the first time to see where they're going to end up on the Saturday morning. Will be interesting, because I'd say a lot of that top 10 probably never done outside of Cool Cross, never done the other two stages at all, so it'll be a test for them, and it'll be see who has the most preparation done, I suppose, and get there for Friday evening for the competition on Saturday. So we're looking forward to that. It's a huge challenge for everyone.
And by having the inner show in stages, it just will perhaps maybe level things a little bit, and with the Irish Tarmac Championship being close as well, it's going to be intense competition out there.
It certainly will. For the first six now, it will be some battle, and every man will be out of the traps early, there's no doubt about it, and in every class, and the modified men, and I love to see the modified men getting into the mix, and they certainly will be in the mix in those stages, because they are, Malinhead in particular is a real good modified car stage, so they certainly will be in the mix there on Friday evening, which will be great to see how they line out on Saturday. So them heading into their own terrain again, where most of them will know it, where they're heading, it'll be nice and competitive. Great to see again such a huge crowd of top class cars, and right down to, unfortunately, a big reserve list there. Even the top guys in reserve, they'll be in a tight battle too. It will be great, fantastic weekend. We're looking really, really, really forward to it now.
And it, of course, reflects the popularity and just how this is the jewel in the crown in Ireland.
That's right. As Aidan Harper said earlier, it is the case here. I don't think there was a rally in Ireland has run a full entry so far this year. And, you know, we're sitting here with 71 in reserve. Like, it's mind-boggling. It makes you wondering for the 3 days and coming up here in the accommodation and people wanting to be in it, and even the crowd here tonight that wants to be out and supported, and they're in a rally mode. You know, that's really where they're thinking now, and really looking forward to it. And so many cars ready for 3 days, and it takes a lot of big effort to make that happen. But they're all eager and champing at the bit to get at it. Like, so, it means that Donegal is, there's no doubt, as you say, it's the jewel in the crown. There's no doubt about that.
And as always, great credit to the huge array of volunteers involved, because an event like this of this size, it doesn't just happen. It requires a lot of planning, an awful lot of hard work going on behind the scenes by a lot of people.
There's no doubt. You don't need to tell me that there's a lot of planning and there's a lot. It's demanding. But to be fair, there's a lot of very, very good people out there, volunteers, that work day and night, day in and day out. And they always have the right sport at heart. Like, they really want to be helping out, and they really want to be involved, and even in a show there back a few weeks ago, we met some people down there for a small meeting, and I'd safely say there was 50 people in it, which was very, very encouraging when you go to the peninsula of Inishowen, where it hasn't been for some time, and actually some of those guys that down there have never done Malinhead, so it hasn't been there for 12 years. So again, it's great for them, and it's encouraging for us to see that there is a team of people down there that really wants to help out and run their own sport down there, and they're going to be there for a while now.
Colm Devine and Nolo Sullivan, number one seeds. They had a great rally last year after the disappointment of the year before. Behind them, when we look at the top 10, the top 15, there's some great quality out there, and a number of former winners, of course.
Absolutely. If you're looking, Callum, to be fair, and he had a fair grasp of the thing, and you know, he was out a few times this year, showed up good on a couple, but he'll really be saving himself for Donegal. Knowing Callum, he'll want to be back on at the ramp first place on Sunday evening, I have no doubt. But it's not going to be easy. And Keith Cronin, probably as good as what's about there when he's on song. And listen, Donegal hasn't been kind to him in the past, so he will want to come back here and make a mark on it. And I've no doubt that he's leading the championship now. He'll still want to be there on Sunday evening at the ramp.
And Matt Edwards has gone so close in the past, and he'd love to win it.
Yeah, well, he has the pedigree now at this point. You know, there's no doubt that he's done very well here. I know he's a bit unfortunate at some points, but he likes the event. He's well clued in. He knows what to do. He knows tyre choice. Everything now has come good for him. So he's in a real good position too. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and then behind them, of course, we've Sam Moffat, Josh Moffat. You throw in Desi Henry. You've got Gary Jennings. It's just quality all over the place.
You know, when you're looking at that top 10, there is. You look at that, and somebody is unfortunate for one slip. There's always somebody else there to pick it up, and that's what you're looking at. There is top 10 there. Anything can happen over 3 days. On a Friday evening, God knows the minute of the 10 will be there. Unfortunately, it happened before. It'll happen again, and it's all about practice and preparation, and I'm sure them people are preparing now like the same as world class, to be fair. You know, they are doing it, so they'll be... They'll all want to be there on Sunday evening. They'll all want to be first, but it'll all be the big question, who will it be?
And finally, Brian, before the launch here at Divers Hyundai Garage, there was a ceremony held out in Ballymacool Park. So tell us a little bit about that, because it's certainly been received very positively.
Yeah, that's something that we're working at for a few years now. It has it came from a proposal from Kevin Bradley back in the day. So we've been working on it closely with Donegal County Council and indeed Motorsport Ireland. So we got a spot over in the Ballymacool Park, which is a real peaceful, lovely place, and it's a tribute garden to past, current and up and coming members of Donegal Motor Club, and indeed in conjunction with Motorsport Ireland and in the sport as a whole across the island. So I have no doubt it'll attract a lot of attention and interest to Ballymacool Park, I would say, in the future. And it's a lovely setting now, there's no doubt. It went down well with everyone, and it'll be a spot to be in the future too. So it's nice for us as a club to have something in Ballymacool Town Park, and there's not every club that does have something in a town park.
Yeah, and there were members of the late Manus Kelly's family there for the occasion.
That's right, aye. They were there, yeah, they were. And that's nice for them too. It was great to have them. Great people, and it's good for them to have somewhere to go. And it's, again, it's a quiet spot if you want to go and have a break and remember how things were and take a look at in the past. And the current members that have hung up their boots, so to say, for the likes of Seamus McGeady and Cahill Curley here tonight. Without them people, we wouldn't be in the sport. Without them people that actually got us addicted to it, rallying mightn't be as good as what it is today at all. So, you know, you had Lily James McDade, all of those people that actually made rallying, they were the winners that made everybody else hungry and got people into the event. And that's why there's so many, I'll say, in Donegal today. There was always a good pedigree from the start. So it's nice to give someone back again into the community, and for people that are in a tile park to have something to go to and rest and reflect and take a look at what did happen and all the good things too and the good memories.
Eamon McGee, the countdown on to yet another Donegal International Rally, and a little bit of tinkering of the event this year. Firstly, in a show, and already there's a lot of people talking about it. It's been a popular move.
I think so, Chris. Like I said earlier on there, we went to Donegal Town last year, proving it was a great success. People were happy with the change. So it was easier to go back to Donegal Town again and say, right, we'll repeat that. But no, I decided then, no, let's go, let's do something different again. And we went in the show, and just in the show, it is special when you all get down there. It will be good, definitely.
And we're going to see some great action down there, some stages which are classic stages in their own right.
Very much so. Like, you know, they'd all say that, like, you know, the Malin Heads, the Manmore Gap now, it's going to be a good stage. It is going to be, it's a classic. It opens up first for 4 kilometres. You know, it seems to be nothing, but once you get into the tight stuff, you have diving to do then. Like, 3 good stages, good cross again, it's a proven stage. It has been year in, year out, like, it has its ups and downs too, like, you know.
And then the Saturday and Sunday stages, a little bit of reconfiguring the ones that we all know.
Well, again, we're running the classics. Like, we're changing a couple of things. Change Gary Gard back from last year. We reversed her again. We're there done twice in the morning. Then we're doing Glen in the evening, a stage, and then the back of Termon there, Lochiel. Unknown to a lot of drivers as well. It's a good stage as well. Like, there's so much variation of roads and things on here. It's amazing what you can pull out when you go looking at it, like, you know.